Welcome back to another episode of Central Perk. It's Salah break. We're back now. We're here as usual with Tunde.
Hey everyone.
Yeah, so today we're going to be discussing Marvel's Phase 4. Yeah, so we're just trying to look at what they're trying to achieve. Just then try and look at some of the individual projects and maybe try and look at where they're trying to take us to. As Phase 4 generally, yeah. And so me, I'm as much a passive listener on this. I'm going to be educating us. I'm just going to be listening and, you know, asking questions when appropriate. So, what's you say?
No, basically, I'm just going to be sharing my thoughts on Phase 4 so far, like what I feel, and you know. Don't worry, later on in the episode, you know if they are good or bad, or if they are in the middle. So, SHARP, basically, for the uninitiated, the MCU stands for the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And I say that because I'm going to refer to like that abbreviation a lot, like throughout the duration of this episode. So, yeah, we're going to be talking about Phase 4 of the MCU. And Phase 4 is basically what came after the Infinity Saga. That's all them Avengers, Infinity War, all the Civil War, then what concluded all of it, that's Endgame. So Phase 4 is what came after it. And well, lucky for us, in Phase 4, it still retained like a couple of the solid parts of Avengers, you know. Russia, it shouldn't be a spoiler alert at this point anymore, but in Endgame, I mean, Iron Man died, and you know, Captain America did his old shebang, and Isha left like the MCU, so you know, they're no longer a part of the MCU. But like, for people who are like conversant with the MCU, yeah,
whatever happened to Natasha?
She died.
Was that not part of that? What do they even call it? The snapping fingers thing. The turns dust off.
No. She actually survived. She survived. And then in Endgame, when everybody went back, or not everybody, like they tried to reverse the whole thing, and they went to the past to get the stones. The thing is, for this particular stone, the Soul Stone, for you to get the Soul Stone, you have to make a sacrifice. Like whoever is going to get
I know, but was it hard as it is now?
It was.
No, now Shebi was
Gamora.
Gamora, yeah.
And you're mixing it up. Like Gamora was, she was the first person that was used as the sacrifice. Thanos used her. He sacrificed her because Thanos loved her. But the second time, when Natasha went, she went there with Hawkeye. It wasn't Thanos that went to get the stone. She went to the past. She went with Hawkeye to try to get the Soul Stone. And, well, since it was both of them, and it was only one of them that could get the stone. And
one of them
had to be the sacrifice. So she sacrificed herself. And, yeah, Hawkeye got the Soul Stone. So, yeah, she died in Endgame. Sad. But a good thing she later on
would you include Black Widow as part of Phase 4?
Yeah, she actually is. I was about to say that, like, it's a good thing
as
that
in the movie Black Widow,
yes,
movie.
Yes, it actually is part of Phase 4, like, yeah. She got her own standalone movie, like, and it's a good thing. The movie was, I think it was set in between Civil War and it was just set like post Civil War, like the time
when they were still on the run.
Exactly, when they were still on the run, yeah. So that's basically that's the timeline was set in. Yeah. So yeah, there was that.
Yeah, anyhow, sure.
But
everybody knows her sister.
Sorry?
I said I think her sister was just a wonderfully written character. Everybody just loved her. What was her name? Yelena or something.
Yeah, Yelena.
Yeah.
Like, anyhow, Sha. So, going back, what actually kickstarted the Phase 4 of the MCU was WandaVision. Basically, it's it's a show, like it's based on Wanda, that's Scarlet Witch and Vision. People, like most people were surprised, like when I say Vision, because like a lot of people know that Vision died in Infinity War, but see, the old TV show was just, it was basically about Wanda enslaving an entire town psychologically and like making everybody live in a fantasy. It sounds twisted. They didn't make it like seem as twisted as what I just said, but that's basically what it was.
Bro, they made it that twisted, especially with where they eventually still made what's it called, Doctor Multiverse of Madness.
But at the point, at the time, they didn't.
Such
a big deal.
Yeah, just like, look like
it was actually picture. Annoying because you know are you kidding me? She literally like, she held an entire town hostage and forced them to live in her imagination, guy. Like that's.
But bro, there was actually no harm done to them. Like,
it's not about any. If they kidnap you and they don't harm you, didn't they still kidnap you?
But nothing happened to you. They are still living your life.
Still kidnapped. Does it mean that you're not arrested? Or you know, the person that kidnapped you will be disciplined. Kidnapping is still an offense.
Omo. Yeah, it's debatable.
She took away their free will now. Like, she forced them to. The thing is, she didn't give them a choice whether to be in the show or whether not to be. And when outsiders tried to intervene, she became hostile.
It was when the outsiders tried to intervene that things got, you know, dicey. But apart from just giving their regular lives, they didn't even know anything was wrong.
There's no argument for Wanda in this play. Like, what she did was wrong. And
I don't know. I'm just an advocate for Wanda. Especially the way they just did that dirty, bro. Ever since I saw the trailer for Multiverse of Madness, where you remember that, what quotes do you think that she said that stands out the most?
I don't remember. I don't know.
When Strange went to go and meet her, that she was like that, when you do it, you're a hero, but when I do it, I'm the villain.
Oh,
something along those lines, Sha. Ever since I saw the trailer in like maybe 2021, that line just stood out for me. Like, I've never forgotten it. It just hits me, cause bro, it's so true. It's so true. What exactly has he done that Strange has not done? Except that maybe the fact that the guy is not just bloody powerful enough to have done worse. If not, he would have done worse even. Bro,
how would they have done? See, actually,
what did she do that he has not done?
What did she do that he has done? Answer that.
What's the name of that movie? That Spider-Man movie, the last one. What was the whole thing about? What was happening?
See, I was actually going to talk about that. See, but Shannon, he tried to erase everybody's memory. True,
and that, my babe just kind of took different. One small town, caused no harm, did nothing wrong.
See, all of them, all of them are the same thing, Loki. It's from whatever point of view you're trying to look at this thing, that you see some particular people as heroes and you see some particular people as villains.
Exactly, that's the thing. I'm not even saying that he's a bad person or she's a bad person. I'm just saying they're the same, because that's basically what she said. And he himself, he had no point. He could not say anything about it.
The thing is, saying that people are the same thing can be said for Thanos too. Because a lot of people try to see Thanos as a villain. But see, in my opinion, Thanos was legitimately not really a villain. Because, I mean, what he was trying to do was very, very logical.
Bro, and especially if you've watched, have you watched the What If episode?
Yeah, which one? About Thanos. See, they did.
There was a What If episode that the guy was like friendly. Like, if you've not seen the What If series, even myself, this is a reminder to myself. I never finished the series. I only saw a few episodes.
It was actually a very good animated show.
I love the idea of that show. It's the kind of show that's supposed to go on endlessly. Like, you should have thousands.
Exactly,
of
and like the iterations of different episodes, they are almost inexhaustible, because you can, like, just different permutations, you can just break different things, you can just change little things, like in
exactly, you just need to change already. One tiny thing, episode, and you can make up many episodes just on that.
Exactly,
following
like,
that event,
it's actually like a very soft idea, and it was actually very interesting to watch. Like, if you guys are
definitely, I'm going to even like go and catch the remaining episodes. Yeah, okay, so we're not even telling you what if it's about. So, you know that stuff, the watcher guy also, that you will not be like, I wish we could like play that stuff. What the guy usually says is the perfect explanation. Remember now, at the beginning of each what if episode, So it's just like the what if show. The concept is that just explore the question. What if?
What
if you watch movies, if you watch series, you must have asked yourself that question. What if Oliver never went to what's the name of that island? So never went to Lian Yu. What if the Flash never
got struck by lightning?
That would make him Flash again. What was like a major thing that happened to that guy?
What if he didn't get to Tyrese?
And that kind of stuff. You must ask yourself all these kind of questions if you watch series or watch movies. Just explore the question, what if? That's what the series does. It just explores mad things. I think the first episode was, what if Carter, Agent Carter, was Captain America?
Yeah.
It was a mad episode. Or I think it was like two episodes even. It was mad.
And then
I think
there was another episode about if Black Panther became Star-Lord instead of
if Black Panther became Star-Lord.
So like they were just, and the thing is, for those of you that saw Age of Ultron and loved Age of Ultron, like Ultron played a big role in What If. Like, and another thing, for people who saw, like who have seen Multiverse of Madness and didn't see What If before Multiverse of Madness, there actually were references to What If in Multiverse of Madness, because let me not lie, Doctor Strange in What If was OP. Like, he was very overpowered, and but he literally, spoiler alert, you can maybe mute this part for like the next 30 seconds or something. In What If, Doctor Strange was fighting with Ultron, and Ultron literally like exploded an entire universe, and Doctor Strange just stopped the explosion, took it in his hand, and swallowed it. Like, if that's not God level,
what the fuck?
Like, tell me what is. Like, it was too OP. So, like, what if for sure it was a proper animated show, like,
bro? When we're talking about OP Marvel scene, that arriving, I've watched that scene so many times, guy. That's the maddest scene, the maddest Marvel scene for me. That scene is inject it. No, that scene is too crazy.
Sure. Let's move on from What If. After WandaVision came out, they released Falcon and Winter Soldier. That one was basically just picked up from Captain America, like passing down the mantle to Falcon. You know, I mean, there was the argument that instead of the mantle of Captain America or something, or the shield going down to Falcon, that it should have gone to Bucky. Like, that Bucky was the logical choice since he was a Winter Soldier.
He had the Bucky's just not, he's not a system guy to me. He's not
He actually isn't. I feel that it would have been an interesting change of pace, because the thing is, Bucky post the brainwashing, and like, you know, when they cleaned all the, like, his brainwashing mechanism was, it was just very funny. All the words that they just had to recite to trigger his
funny.
I know Freight Car was part of the phrase. It sounded like a wallet phrase for one Bitcoin wallet or something. The whole thing was sharp, very funny. At least, even though it wasn't a big moral compass, we should have got like a moral compass, and it should have been interesting to see him try to live up to Steve Rogers as Captain America. But anyhow, they went and gave it to Falcon, and Falcon the other day, he drops the shield and he gave it to the US government, and US government came up with one other, and they gave the mantle of Captain America to the guy. And well,
perfect example of getting drunk on power. The guy was a decent guy.
He started like, Well, he started well, but he didn't execute it very well. You know,
he along the way, he just got lost. Bro,
actually, he lost his way like mad. But anyhow, the resolution of the show was it was satisfying, sort of. But I don't know. And I just wasn't feeling Killonkwe Falcon suit. Like, it was too bright and shiny for me. And
facts,
it looked a bit.
It was so actually, it wasn't it at all. And then Blessing's current event. Remember that time when
I think he went to visit the one of the, like, one black guy that was supposed to become Captain America, something like that.
It was.
Yeah, they visited one of the, like, one of the former Winter Soldiers or something like that. And I think those guys were the US's attempts to make their own version of the Winter Soldier. Abi?
No, you know, they made a lot of, like, they gave, after Captain America, they gave a couple of other people Super Soldier Serum. Like, Bucky, he was giving Super Soldier. So the black guy was part of the people giving, and they kept them on ice. So, like, and they just fashioned them, you know. It was part of. They didn't
even talk about the other people.
If on Twitter, you'd have seen it. There's a picture of that has been doing the rounds recently of that black guy looking so pained, and then the guy will not be like, they will never let the black man be Captain America. Then it's not beside it, you now see a picture of like headlines, news headlines, of news headlines that is like actual, like, stuff that's actually happening now, where guys are like, they'll be like that. What's his name? The guy that plays what's it called? Falcon. What's his name again? You know his name.
Anthony Mackie.
Yeah, something like that. It'll be like, so the headline is something like, Anthony Mackie is back in the MCU, but not reprising his role as Falcon. That's like the headline. Instead of you to say he's new Captain America or he's playing Captain America, the headline was such a dirty roundabout, like. Bro, and they just put it. That's just blew up, like, and you just have. It's funny sometimes the way things just, you know.
Actually,
I don't know. The SS1 definition of literature always just sticks in my mind that literature is a mirror of life. Sometimes, bro. I said sometimes the simplest definitions just work. Yeah,
I remember that definition. And I remember my literature teacher always saying that there is no one definition for literature, but, well, that definition actually did stick with me.
That's where it works. Definition actually works.
It actually is the mirror of life.
Real world application.
Actually. Anyway, moving on. After Falcon and Winter Soldier, they dropped what is, in my opinion, the best Marvel TV show to have graced the screens so far.
Loki.
Yes,
I knew it.
Loki was a perfect
show. Was really good, actually.
Show. Like, it was just, it was too beautiful. It was too beautiful.
I think me and we share like affinity for characters that carry shows,
bro.
Like Latina,
bro. And see, Loki carried.
Loki was the thing. Yeah.
Tommy Doolstead.
Yeah.
Bro, like, he's Loki is too good, though. I'm not gonna lie. If you guys haven't seen Loki, for real, you're sleeping on it. Like, let me tell you how good it is. It is one of the few MCU shows that has gotten renewed for a second season. Like, most of the others, they just did them and they just, like, they're still on the ice, like.
To be fair, actually, a lot of them are actually just, they are not really supposed to go beyond one season. They're just supposed to help you set up the grander scheme, whatever they're trying to plan for the phase 4 in general, for the larger picture of phase 4. Like that Falcon and the Winter Soldier, exactly, there was this perfect example. You can't have a second season.
Actually.
And yeah, on that Falcon and the Winter Soldier, interesting, I just like, side note, I liked the way they tried to explore what after half the population was gone.
After the blip,
that's what they called it, the blip. And it sort of like vindicated Thanos. Those crazy bastards, they tried to vindicate Thanos, basically, that the world was actually a better place. And people without, that were like talking and marginalized.
The thing is actually that's what I'm saying. Like an argument, like there is always good to see on like both sides of an argument. You can understand the argument of people that were saying the world was better post-blip. Because the thing is, people moved on those 5 years, and like a lot of people now came back. You don't expect people that have moved on to just fascia all the things that you've done and just like the thing is. Is understandable, guy. Like, it's actually
norms now. I understood their struggle and everything. Mm-hmm. But, like, I swear, it's just like growing up and everything. There are no more villains. They are
actually
there's a name for it. I can't remember what it's called.
I don't. Like, they are not like heroes on opposite
anti-villain
side,
or something now. Antis. I can't remember. So there's a name for it. That it's not like there's a guy that is just. Everybody has one. Everybody has a motive for what they are doing, and exactly. If you look at find the good in it and stuff like that, bro. I swear, you just sometimes you just miss the days of this is a bad guy. It's bad. Let's forget it. Full stop.
Actually, I think the last time I got that feeling was in Flash, because in Flash I knew In Flash, Zoom was actually a bad guy. Like,
bro, people are eating out as they're listening to this Flash.
Let's not deviate from, like, we're talking about properties. Let's not bring Flash into the mix. Okay. I've talked about Black Widow, I've talked about Shang-Chi. Shang-Chi was the next movie that came out in Phase 4 after What If. Shang-Chi was actually a very interesting movie. Like, it was targeted at like giving the Asian community like a presence in the MCU, like a major presence in the MCU, because like I think 90% of the cast was like filled with Asians, and they tried to they tried to explore Asian culture in the MCU, like the old dragons and like the Ten Rings folklore and stuff. It was very interesting. And another thing that was interesting was, for those of you that remember Iron Man 3, the bad guy in Iron Man 3 was quote unquote the Mandarin. But the thing is, who we thought the Mandarin was in Iron Man 3, like, it turns out that's not what the Mandarin was. Like, they actually did show it in Iron Man 3 that it was just a figurehead. But they now showed who the Mandarin Gong was in Shang-Chi. And that turned out to be Shang-Chi's father. Shang-Chi was very, very, like, it was very interesting. Like, it was very appealing to the eyes. The CGI was nice. And, you know, it was interesting, like, in general.
You already said that was, like, an appeasing.
Yeah.
Like, just so I just see it as the kind of movie that you can just watch, a nice movie to just watch and move on. I won't talk too much about it. It's just a decent movie, 7/10. Nothing wrong about it. Nothing wrong with it. Just lack importance as such. It's a perfectly alright movie, but it's not something that is not one for the history books. It's a movie that you just watch. And you move on, forget.
Actually,
in the same
vein, the Eternals came after Shang-Chi. See, if Shang-Chi, if you are talking about moving on from Shang-Chi, see, you should just totally forget Eternals. See, Eternals was.
I've forgotten that movie already. No cap.
Eternals was like, I think that was when I started noticing like major plot holes in Phase 4 in the MCU. Because the whole thing about the Eternals was that they were put on Earth by Celestials, and they were told not to interfere in the development of the human race, like, except like there was like a major event and something. So they claim to have been in hiding, until the Eternals movie came out, when a Celestial wanted to come out of the Earth. Please, won't you consider Thanos coming to Earth? Sorry. Thanos coming to Earth and like trying to just turn half of humanity to dust. Won't you consider that a major event in the history of humanity?
And actually, you're flipping it. What they actually said, yeah, it's obvious that okay, fine, that they just what they just said is that the justification for like so explain away why they've not been involved and everything. But what they actually said was that they covered their asses. They said that they were only to engage with those stuffs, deviants or whatever they were called, only deviants.
Bro, is even rubbish. Bro, in the trailer, see, while I understand that Marvel is popular for misleading fans with their trailers and stuff, in the trailer, they made us believe or think that the Deviants were like the main bad guys of the movie. The Deviants were the bad guys. Like, they were just by the side. As you say, them be afterthoughts. The bad guy gone, like, now each other, then they fight. The whole movie was just, it was somehow like, it was nice to see, like, I think this babe was my favorite. Funny enough, she's the only one that didn't speak throughout the movie. Makari, she's the one with like speed and stuff. I enjoyed like the fight sequence between and Ikaros. That's the guy that was strong. The person that played Rockstar Game of Thrones. Like, I just love.
Bro, that movie, I swear, sometimes it's like an elite idea, and you see the way they interpreted it, it pains you a lot.
Actually, it is painful. But anyhow, like, Eternals isn't a movie we should dwell too much on.
So it doesn't really advance Phase 4 and kind of set up.
I think we've mentioned Okai earlier, but like, There isn't really much to say. Okai is actually, it's a decent show too, and it was when watching Okai, it was nice to see that they finally gave, even though it wasn't like a standalone movie, they finally gave like Okai his own movie. It was like, I think after Black Widow, Okai seemed to be the only one that didn't have a movie at that point. But, you know, like all the others got movies and stuff, and you know, the guy with the bow and arrow, he was comfortably left out, but at least they gave him his piece of cake at the end, and he got a show. And at the end of the show, like, it was a peaceful resolution. He got to retire and go stay with his family, and it was all nice. It's a nice and decent Christmas TV show to watch. So yeah, after okay, No Way Home came. See, No Way Home was also, see, it's one of those movies that if you think about it. Sorry, if you think about it, this movie was made not just to appease fans but to make mad money for Disney, because this movie just, it comfortably gave fans everything fans wanted, like the three Spider-Man, like villains from other universes, and Kiniko, like, it just happened to give us everything. And there was a plot hole in No Way Home. The thing is, they said, well, Doctor Strange was trying to do the magic trick to make everybody forget about Spider-Man. He botched it. Like, it doesn't even make sense. You are so trash to Supreme.
No. Wasn't his fault now. You're missing it up again. It wasn't his fault now.
No, hold on. Let me learn. It was his fault in part. The thing is, you're a powerful wizard. And one 16-year-old boy will just come to you just because his secret identity was given up due to you succumb, and you just try to make everybody forget. Like,
oh yeah, that's the waste of human power.
It's a waste, like, and it is very irresponsible. But Sha, the whole thing was, and they said that people from past universe, past multiverses, like the new Spider-Man, they came. The thing is, Electro was one of the villains that came, and Electro didn't know in his own universe, he didn't know who Spider-Man was. So there was no logical explanation for what Electro was doing in that movie. Like, that was a plot hole that, like, I don't know, people didn't really talk about. I don't know, maybe people didn't, it didn't occur to them at the time. But there was that, and you know, it was a very interesting movie. It was satisfying to see the three Spider-Man.
Actually, that movie was satisfying. I think that's the best movie or best.
Like, that was the main selling point of the movie. Like, apart from that, like, but anyhow,
just finally, that thing, Spider-Man altogether, that scene,
actually, it was very satisfying.
Because everything, you know, satisfying what the fans want.
And I think the last TV show, like, so far, second to last, that's Moon Knight. Moon Knight was actually very interesting. It's about Egyptian mythology. It's like Marvel's iteration of Batman, but instead of like when he black suits to be coded, his suit is white. But anyhow, and he's broke. Yes, he's broke. He doesn't have money, but he's like Marvel's Batman. Anyhow, the TV show was actually nice, and it was nice to see a person like the main character had like multiple personality disorder. Like, and you guys, trust me, when you watch it and you see the final episode, like the last scene, it's so very funny because it seems as if the guy resolved all the issues that he had from the beginning in the last episode, and the last scene just seems to just bash everything that he thought was right. But yeah, it was a very decent TV show. Then the final TV show so far in Phase 4 is Miss Marvel. And I'm not gonna lie, I started Miss Marvel and I just wasn't feeling it because it felt a little bit childish to me. And I think I was able to get through the first episode and I just stopped. I'll probably continue, but I don't know, it felt a bit childish. That's why I didn't continue it. So yeah, that's that. We've run through Phase 4 basically. Like, that was just, it was a very brief and somewhat detailed run through. If you want to watch any of the ones I've listed,
that's an oxymoron if I ever had one.
Sorry,
I said that's perfect use of oxymoron if I ever had one.
Literature student, Lawana. I mean, we didn't waste time in school for nothing.
Bro, I don't know. I never hesitate to point it out when I hear something like that. I don't know. I just always find it fascinating.
And now I use Sabi book, my winning one. But anyhow, you know, the ASU strike has probably taken a part of you, but we'll see when the strike is called up.
How are we like linking everything together? Where do you think Phase 4 is going? What do you think they are trying to like build or achieve?
In my opinion, like, given the MCU's track record, I honestly think Phase 4 is like going downhill currently. I don't like the trajectory like that Phase 4 is going in currently. Like, I mean, from the people that gave us something like Infinity War and like Thor Ragnarok, and like, I don't know, the contents they are just bringing out now, it doesn't feel on par, you know. And another thing, I feel they are trying to give us too many things. Like, part of enjoying the MCU was like the chase and like all those long pauses between their movies. Like, they used to make you thirst and hunger for their movies, you know. But now there is an MCU movie, like a month later there's an MCU show. Like, that chase, it isn't really there anymore. You don't thirst for
what they are trying to achieve. The idea is laudable, you get, but the execution is exactly
like, I don't know, I'm just not really impressed with Phase 4 so far. And
yeah, I'm complaining about it on Twitter that the amount of things that they are trying to produce at once is really affecting just,
exactly. And another thing, side note, I think the MCU really benefits from an R-rated movie. See, they should just drop Deadpool in one post-credit scene and see how sales will skyrocket. And like, bro, just...
They benefit from a more Deadpool type of movie.
Exactly. Like, they should stop trying to appeal to like 12 years old. Like, the movies will be rated 12 and above. Bro,
wait. Because one thing I like about like a lot of books that I usually read is that they do this thing where they introduce a character and the character is like 12 years old, you get. Uh-huh. And then you get to grow up with the character every year. You release a new book and the character has grown by a year, you get. So it's like you are growing with the character. Percy Jackson comes to mind. If you never, I'm just dropping if you read books, even if you don't read books, these books that I'm dropping, free book recommendations, man. Top tier books, forget. Tunde, even yourself. I'm plugging you now.
Percy Jackson.
Yeah. So, but no, not Percy Jackson. Of course, everybody knows Percy Jackson. In fact, I saw Rick Riordan deserves like a medal or something. Like the Greek president or something. They need to give him like a medal. Nobody has gotten so many people involved or interested in Greek mythology and like aware of Greek stuff as much as this guy. Mm-hmm. Bro, before Percy Jackson, what did I know about Greek mythology? Like an entire generation knows so much about Greek mythology and it's all down to this guy. Anyway, we're diversing. What's the word?
We digress.
Digressing. Yeah, so let's just wrap up. Let's just wrap up on phase four. Yeah, Marvel's phase four. What are you trying to do? Because you know some of the shows like Falcon and the Winter Soldier, you know that they are trying to build and trying to like contribute to the universe at large. So what do you think they're trying to do, Sha, generally?
Basically, like, they're trying to link each other, not only, and I mean, it is interesting. Like, the thing is, it gives the fans a lot of work to do, like, because, you know, normally before, there were no shows in the MCU. Like, there were shows that were like quasi MCU, that they used to, like, they were Marvel shows, but they didn't really
Agents exist of Shield
alongside. Yeah,
comes to mind.
They didn't really exist.
Top tier show, by the way. MCU. Let's just say that.
Yeah, they didn't really exist alongside MCU, or they did, but they stopped too. So what used to happen was it's just from movie to movie. So far, you watch the last movie, like, you are caught up and you're ready to watch the next one. But for this one, you need to watch the last movie, you need to watch the last TV show to make sure that you are caught up and like that no reference flies over your head. So I mean, it is interesting, giving us a lot of work to do and giving us a lot of things to watch. But they should calm down and they should really work on like things they are putting out. And bro, just they should
quality, man. Quality is most important.
Bro, guy, and you know, for sure, I hope the MCU goes up from here, because I'm really like, I'm a very big fan of the MCU, and you know, it's an amazing feeling when you see what you love go up. But
bro, sadly, this is not even like pushing them to be better, because this is just, they're just done. The Arrowverse was their big thing, and the Arrowverse is all done now. And no, like, I don't think they don't have any project.
DCEU like is different from like the Arrowverse. Like there's the MCU, there's the DCEU. Like that's the Batman vs Superman. Like, you know, there's a Flash in Batman vs Superman, and it separates from the Arrowverse's Flash. Even though he had a cameo in Flash, but that one was just to get the fans excited. The thing is, it was explainable because they were trying to explore like sort of the multiverse in that episode too. But anyhow, yeah, there is that. Like, the DCU is, the thing is, yes, the DCU doesn't really give like the MCU a run for its money. Like, they do have some decent movies, but it's not really like compared to like prime MCU. But anyhow, yeah, so it's been fun talking about like phase four for this long. You guys, whatever you feel like, let us know. You can hit us up, whatever you want to share with us. If you want us to bring it up on the show, we sure will, and we hope to see you in the next one. So bye.
Yeah, all right. It's been nice talking with everybody. Phase four. Yeah, so if you have any suggestions for anything that you want us to talk about on subsequent episodes, do hit us up. You can find me on Twitter at @AbdullahYunus3, and you can get Tunde on IG, yeah.
At Tunde__fash. If you don't remember my username right by this point, your attention your attention span is short. Sorry, but thank you.
Just all right.
Bye bye.
Thank you. See you in the next.